My car runs a little worse than yesterday. They'll eat these words I spilled on hotel stationery. And dear lover, I respect your decision. I'm an expert in chemically induced double vision. Because it's all I got when my phone is dead. I can't wait on you to make me fine again. I just wanna get excited about something. Even if it passes, even if it passes. So where do you wanna go now? I heard you brought your flask. Is there somewhere we can make out in the back? Or we could just start over. Cause things are getting heavy. It lasts too short for sad, dry weddings. And if I'm being honest, I'll go anywhere life takes me. And just because I'm lost doesn't mean it's not amazing. And dear lover, I don't have regrets. Am I finally cool with the person I am? I've been falling in love each and every day. Cause nothing here ever stays the same. And I can finally get excited about something. Even if it passes, even if it passes. So where do you wanna go now? I heard you brought your flask. Is there somewhere we can make out in the back? Or we could just start over. Cause things are getting heavy. And life's too short for sad, dry weddings. I heard you brought your flask. Is there somewhere we can make out in the back? Or we could just start over. Cause things are getting heavy. And life's too short for sad, dry weddings. This ain't no sad, dry wedding.
That was sweet.
Nice.
Man. That's Zach Ryan on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Nah, it's Mr. Ramirez, podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. In the snowy, snowy Reno, Nevada town that we call Reno, Nevada. I'm with my friends, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick. We got the Dipples, the intern. And most importantly, we have Mr. Zach Ryan. Here he goes.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Pretty weak opening.
No,
sorry, guys. Sorry, you guys.
That was one of the best screw-ups I've ever heard in my life.
I didn't think it was a screw-up.
Dude, that was so awesome.
It was awesome.
Reno, Nevada,
fix
the town that we call
post.
Reno, Nevada.
It's fucking awesome.
The Renoest place ever called Reno in the history of Reno.
Reno.
I mean, it's true.
Oh, my God. That's true. Fucking rad.
It was accurate.
Accurate, yes. Oh, hi. God. Hello.
Rory couldn't be here today, but he said, tell Zach that I saw him too much this weekend already and couldn't bear the heartache again.
Well, oh, my God.
I think we all saw Rory too much, too.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I don't know about you guys, but I especially did.
I only saw him for about a half hour total, and might have been a lot.
He was bartending both days. No, he was bartending the second day of the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yeah. It was it.
And his wife Diana awesome. Was there running a booth all day both days, and you guys' band when Tunduli opened up on Saturday. So yeah, so there was lots of quality Rory time happening.
Totally.
For me,
it was
anyway.
Good seeing him. Good seeing the family.
You guys had the option to leave. I didn't.
Yeah.
You had a full weekend.
Yeah,
do
the recap, Cadillac Kim.
Man.
How was the Reno Punk Rock?
I was there for
flea
early
market.
In the day both days, but
the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market was amazing. We sold preliminary count almost 4,000 tickets, we believe, this year, which was way more than we did last year. I think we did 2,500 last year.
Damn.
The place was absolutely packed on Saturday. We were extremely worried because of the weather, but I do want to take a second to thank everybody who came out, braved the streets, the bands who came and drove 9 hours through snowstorms to get there and play.
Second day, there's 10 inches of fucking snow at my house. I get there thinking it's going to be empty because everybody's going to be scared of the snow, and there was still no place to park.
I know. it was insane. It was
fucking
great.
Yeah,
yeah, so I'm awesome. Very grateful for all the people who came out and supported it.
It was a great event.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and all the bands were so amazing. I was telling Nick in the hallway that these kids, right out, Eddie and the Subtitles played on Sunday afternoon, and these kids got there too late, and they were super disappointed. They were like 19-year-old kids, and they were like, oh, we missed Eddie and the Subtitles. He's a legend. And they were rattling off Eddie and the Subtitles songs and like the lyrics and
stuff. That's a good lesson to learn for those kids, that you got to get up
early.
Check the schedule.
Early bird gets the worms.
They were super fans and bought tickets specifically to see Eddie.
Yep.
Saturday night.
But they couldn't get up.
They couldn't get up. Yep. I mean, it was snowing, so that was a thing. But Saturday night was pretty fucking amazing when the Atomics played. That was really cool.
That was a nice treat.
I think I saw everybody in Reno there that night.
Yeah.
That
was, saw a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of old friends.
Way to bring people together, Kim.
Yep. Yeah, it's a thing. We did some stuff. We raised a lot of money for the generator, helping us keep the doors open and keep it accessible cheaply, or even providing free scholarship access to artists in Reno and Sparks. So thank you.
Nice.
Guys.
What was Sunday like?
Sunday was, I thought it was going to be horrible. We were really scared. I woke up crying, honestly. I'm not even going to lie about that. I woke up and the first thing I had in my messages was from Sprocket. She sent me a picture of the snow at her house. It was like 12 inches. She lives out in North Valleys. And we were just like, okay, cool. This is fine. This is totally fine. We got there, though, and the roads had already cleared by like 11. The parking lot was open, and like the coffee truck beat all of us there. The food trucks had no trouble making it in. People were like lined up out the door by the time we got there. It was great. The snow did not keep people away. It did not keep, it only kept two bands away and you know. From out of town, yeah. One from Fresno and one from Davis. And then
Reno people were not going to miss it.
No,
over snow.
Reno people did not miss it. And even Kevin Seconds made it, which was my biggest thing, is I had a dream of Kevin Seconds playing the festival last year. I was like, next year I'm getting Kevin Seconds. And he agreed. And then I saw the snowstorm and I was like, oh, it's not going to happen. And I was so disappointed. But he came through. Like, he sat there and he was texting me all day. He was watching the pass, waiting for it to, the second it opened, he hit the road and he showed up right on time, and he did a great job, and people were there, and it was awesome.
Fuck.
Yeah, and I got to give him a tour of the generator, and he was very impressed by that. And
it's a pretty impressive
place. Back,
that was the first time I've been in there. It was really neat.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
thanks.
Cool.
Took
the family down there on Saturday. You know, 7-year-old daughter, she loved that place. As soon as we walked in, she just started wanting, naming all the shit she wanted me to buy her. She got a couple bookmarks and like a crystal chandelier piece necklace, and then that was about it.
Nice. Yeah, my mom loved everything. My mom and my sister both came.
Yeah. Oh,
and
cool.
My sister bought
nice meeting them.
My sister bought me the rad little, it's a little tiny statue that's like a deer's body with like a child's head.
Oh, yeah. that's from our good friend Nicole Rose.
Her shit was so creepy and amazing.
Yeah, it was
so
totally
awesome.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I just saw that and was like, that is the creepiest, raddest little thing I ever saw in my life. And my mom was like, I bet you could talk her down to $20. And my sister's like, we'll just pay full price. And my sister bought it for me.
Oh, that's great. That's actually one of my good friends, Nikki. She makes those, and that's her UNR master's. She's in the Master's of Fine Arts program at UNR, and that's her class project.
There's a lot of really
so
cool
disturbing.
Cool.
Did everybody see my little statue with the doll head in there?
I know what they look like, but I know what it was.
Dimples, take this in and show everybody.
Oh, you have it here?
Yeah. Well, no, my sister bought it for me. It's my new prized possession. And if Dimples breaks it between here and there, I'm going to be so mad.
It's ceramic, right? Is it ceramic?
And she took two molds, a mold for a deer and a mold for a child's head, and stuck them together to make a single.
Fucking awesome.
It is creepy as fuck.
Isn't that awesome? Does it look a little bit like Dimples to you guys?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Dimples, that's
not
what
as young as him.
That's what happens to Dimples when he does a bad job.
Might have been Dimple when he was.
Zach said
it's
not as young as you.
Oh, that's fucking rad. Okay.
It reminds me of that Invasions of the Body Snatcher movie.
Yes, exactly.
Now you got to get one with the body of a baby and the head of a deer.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to talk to your friend, Kim.
Yeah. Okay, because
she has the leftover parts from the molds that she didn't use.
I'll buy that.
So,
Nikki, if you're listening. Yeah, those were her most popular thing. Like, she sold out of them the first day.
I went back the second day thinking, maybe I should get the little girl, and they were gone.
Yeah, they're gone. I know I wanted one.
Oh, and they had those doll heads with the succulent plants growing out of their heads. Those were badass.
Creepy
that was
shit.
A different, yeah, some really amazing, not just craft show, but amazing crafts.
Yeah, Allison definitely was amused by those.
That's awesome. Yeah. There were so many kids there.
Totally a family event.
Yeah.
Big time.
Everybody who's listening and brought their kids out, thank you. You guys rock. And like, seeing the kids in the mosh pit was the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen.
I'm glad.
Like
that
the
was
little
so
toddlers
awesome.
Moshing. Oh
glad
my
none
God.
Of them got took a skateboard to the teeth during that. I kept expecting it.
Ooh.
But it never happened.
It didn't happen. Everything was great.
Could have.
Yeah.
None of the adults would go down front and like start moshing. Every once in a while there'd be one dude like walking around a circle, and then the kids took over.
Yeah.
And all the kids were running around. That was so amazing.
Who was playing when this happened?
It started during Ozymandias, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh, and Ozymandias played so well. Oh my God.
They're so rad.
They sound just kids. In real life, they sound exactly the same as they do recorded.
Fuck.
It's just they're just such a quality band.
Yeah.
And Sahara's voice is just stellar. I don't
so
know
awesome.
What that is about, but yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty much the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market 2019. Come out for 2020. It's going to be bigger and better and crazier and, oh, God.
You guys are already dreaming about next year,
Oh, yeah.
That's already planning. That's how good events work.
That's right.
That's super awesome.
And we'll need more help, so if you want to volunteer, let me know.
I heard Kevin was pretty smitten with you, like...
He told me that Reno or that Sacramento needs a Cadillac, Kim.
Well, do not move to Sacramento.
Yeah, don't move.
We need you so bad.
You maybe do go down and train somebody else to be
right,
here.
Right.
No, okay, well, come here and train.
You need to get an apprentice here and then train her to be the Sacramento.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the plan.
Exactly.
And then charge them for it, though. Whoever's got to pay for that.
Finder's fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
make,
if anybody,
make this your job, Kim.
So Kevin Seconds runs a little art space down there called the Riving Loom, where he does shows, and it's a little recording studio, and it's a sort of mini maker space. And so he was very impressed by the generator and was like picking our brains at the time, and trying to figure out how to expand and how we made what we do successful, because obviously running an art space in any capacity or whatever is really hard and takes money and takes resources that most people don't have.
Mad commitment.
Mad commitment and lots of work. So we had some tips we shared. And I'm going to definitely try to head down there and see some of the shows that he's got planned at the Riving Loom, and I'll share.
Riving Loom.
Riving Loom, like living room, but Riving Loom.
It's dyslexia.
Yeah, I'll share his Facebook page to that on the blog. So you guys can go check that out. He's got some really cool acts coming through there all the time.
What? How about getting him on the podcast?
We talked about that too.
Love you, Kim. Yes.
He is interested. So if you're listening to this, you're on the hook now.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, here we go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Cadillac Kim, you accomplished a lot in it. Few short days.
Well done.
I did. We worked our asses off, all of us. And it's not just me. There's a shout out to Eric. And to Sprocket and to Hillary and the rest of our team. We had this was all volunteer work. None of us get paid.
I saw a really cute dude mopping, and I thought, who's that cute dude mopping?
Oh, was he the guy with the salt, like the gray hair?
No, he was younger.
Oh, younger.
But I was just like, damn, nothing like a man with a mop. Fuck, that's hot.
Yeah, those guys are
coming
abundant.
From a cleaning lady like you.
So you too can be that hot person that Rick ogles.
Right.
Ogles, ogles. How
mop
do you say
something,
that word?
Man,
mop
for
something.
Real.
You should be able to obtain a dude with a mop, Rick. I mean, that
you
seems
know,
like, that's
I
not
should.
Like too
I,
much to ask for.
They would speak my language, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
The language of love.
Okay, I was going to say Spanish, but that would...
Anyway, so that's been my life. Things are going back to normal. There's going to be a lot more Kim sightings around town, and I'll be out of shows and stuff again, and like getting my life back together. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Damn.
So thank you all for coming, and thank you for being supportive and whatnot. And what did you guys all do besides the flea market?
I went to that.
Shoveled a shitload of snow.
Did all that too. I closed the dresser on Saturday after punk rock flea market performance, and I gotta say Saturday's show was totally sold out. They had to put seats on the side for extra people, which is a really nice way to go out. Everybody performed to the top notch, including me.
Nice.
Like I feel like my last performance was my best performance.
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah. That would have been a great show to see. I heard a lot of good things.
Yeah, it was really good, and Scott Dundas just I've known him for 20 years. He continues to blow my
mind.
Dude's
a legend.
Yeah. What a great actor. Yeah. Him and Chip and Holly and Heather and Cassidy Anderson, who's Dave Anderson, and his wife. Her name's escaping me right now. I love her. Angela and Dave's daughter, who I saw as a little baby.
Yeah.
Is now this excellent actress. Both her parents are great actors, so it's really kind of neat to see the circle of life and all that shit. Yeah. Anyway, so shout out to Bruca and everybody who came to the dresser.
Nice.
Thank you.
Congrats.
And what a weekend, man. Yeah. Because I got to play it. I got to do a play. I got to go watch my wife and sell some merch and hang out in Reno and always have fun. Like, such a fun
great
time.
City. You know, that this gigantic
so
snowstorm.
Many good friends.
I'm seeing all my friends up in Seattle dealing with snow for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
They're all freaking out and everybody's whining and the city's like shut down.
Yeah.
Reno had one of its best weekends ever on the same weekend we got. I got a foot
like
of snow
the worst
on my house.
Weather we've had in a while. we
went up
fine.
To McQueen High School sledding on Sunday after it snowed a foot up there, and there was 100 people probably on those hills. It was beautiful.
Reno doesn't fuck around.
No.
Reno's
not a bunch of pussies.
And we're
neither
not.
Is Seattle,
but
I didn't mean to
paint
Seattle as a bunch of pussies either.
They're a bunch of pussies. No, but I was... You brought something up, or you brought something to my attention that I forgot to talk about. Warboy and Gaffer Project, who played the after party... on Saturday night, they had nothing but amazing, and they're touring acts. They've been all over the country, and like Gaffer Project's from Virginia and Warboy's from Southern California, and they're constantly on tour, and they say that Reno is their favorite place to play.
Yeah.
We have
ourselves.
Doesn't matter rain or snow or whatever, like people come out. Like we have a consistent crowd of people who come and support shows, and they love playing here. They always make great money. They always leave happy, and they are always happy to come back. So,
wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I think that's – I mean, I've heard that
Maybe
from
I should
so
leave
many,
town. And...
No. I've heard that from so many other touring musicians
hey,
who play here.
Hear
they
the
fucking
time.
Love Reno. So we're doing something, right? So, yeah.
We are. This I'm proud of the town and in the embrace of the music scene. And
for sure.
I think one of the things we've got right – for us is our guest Zach Ryan.
Yeah,
who's here? Hey, the reason we're here.
Soldiers out there in the field.
Thanks for your patience.
I don't think Zach does enough for local music.
I don't know.
You're probably right.
I think you can probably
you could
form
do more.
One more band,
right?
I play in a lot of bands. I could do more in other.
Some
ways,
people may not know how many fucking things Zach is doing, right?
Yeah, because half of them take place in my bedroom. So
I can't hit it fast enough.
Sexually.
So, what are you doing out in public?
What am I doing in public?
Yeah.
So I play in a band called Donkey Jaw. I also play in a band called Viva Revenge. I also do stuff under my own name, Zach Ryan. Mainly just albums, recordings. Haven't really delved into the live scene quite yet. But mainly, the two kind of punk bands playing around the usual spot, Shays, Jub Jubs, you know.
And we've had both those bands on, so you can search our archives and listen to that. After you listen to this podcast.
After this
listeners.
One, yeah.
But
if you took away all those other crazy guys, this is what's left. It's just Zach with his acoustic guitar.
Just me in a corner with an acoustic guitar.
And this is where all that stuff came from, probably.
Well,
Zach playing by himself.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Dude, I think we got a Kim sexually drop.
Oh, good. Finally. I don't think I have any drops on this show in 2 years.
You haven't said anything terrible that I've got. No, but it's a lot of times I just check Chewy. I don't check everybody else's. I should really check other people.
Yeah, you might as well.
You should have your interns write down the time mark when someone says something that he thinks is a good drop.
Well, that's to be something horrific.
That's Dimple's job.
But I don't think it's got to be something kind of horrifically embarrassing that you wouldn't want to hear back. Which, like, you know.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, you know.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
You know, that's the kind of thing that gets
classic.
Pulled. Or maybe.
I've given a lot of hand jobs.
You know, that's the kind of thing that
but
I'm going to pull.
That's totally out of context because I said I gave a lot of hand jobs to myself.
Yeah. Of course,
but you can
I'm
just gonna do what
cut
you
off
want
the
to.
Part.
It's the magic of radio.
The end, and just leave the good part.
Good job,
what
Rick.
Matters.
Yep. Oh, speaking of intern, could we get some beers?
Beers.
Okay, yeah, beer.
And then I think we should
one.
Get
you
a
what,
song from Zach.
Is there a kind sure. that you want in there?
Just whatever's in there.
I brought some Olympia. I'll take a can of Olympia.
Same.
If there's light beer left, I'll take one of those.
Would you like a beer,
Zach? Light beer for Nick.
I'm okay, thank you.
Zach doesn't need shit.
He brought his own supply.
Got my own ciders.
Aha.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I can't drink apple-based products. It gives me the bad news, as my sister calls it.
I recently found out I am allergic to wheat, so I am now off the beer train.
What the fuck? What does wheat do to you?
It just jacks me up, man.
Like...
Poopy?
It gives you... You have to go big body?
You get hives?
Just everything. No, peanuts give me hives. I'm allergic to peanuts, too.
Oh, man.
But just hives. You don't, like, die.
I don't die. I just look really bad for, like, 3 hours.
Who knew peanuts? I don't remember when I was younger that peanuts were a big deal, but now it seems like, that allergy has popped up.
Well, when we were younger, those kids just died.
Yeah.
And everybody's like,
they're
wow, that
gone.
Sucks
that
they're dead.
Now, so.
You got the flu.
The you peanut would... people would, like, cover that shit up so it didn't get out on the news.
Yeah, it's chicken pox.
Big peanut would stop anybody from knowing what killed them.
Yeah.
Yep. Dude,
Jimmy Carter and his folks.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
Thank you. Zach, you've been drinking beer all this time just thinking, like, wow, does everybody have green poo that looks like is that?
I'm like, does everybody feel as terrible as me?
All
day?
The time. That's what it's been like. So that's like, is it bread and beer or just
well, yeah,
beer?
It's funny because I got it checked out and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, you should probably stop, like, you know, eating wheat and all that. So I'm like, okay, great. So I stopped eating burgers, but I was still drinking, you know, 8 beers a day. And they're like, I still feel bad. I don't know what the problem is. I'm like, oh, well, you know,
so
cut that out. Now it's all good now. But
so ciders are working.
Ciders are working. It's a little sweet for me, but I'm learning to love it.
Not all beer has wheat.
I like cider.
And you should
beer.
Just consider whiskey. Yeah. It's easier.
There is
that's
rice
my
beer.
Mango, too.
Okay, good.
That's my mango,
you
too.
Can still drink Japanese beer, right? The rice stuff?
I drink soju now quite a bit. It's like a weird potato, like sweet
ooh,
potato.
Yeah.
Like it's in a beer bottle. It's like 19%.
Ooh.
And it's like kind of sweet. It's not too bad, but it's good.
That shit will fuck you up.
It does, man.
Yeah.
I thought about getting some before this, but I was okay.
When you
cool.
When you write songs, do you ever write while you're fucked up?
No, just when I play live. Yeah. Usually every
that's when you drink. It's just when you play live.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, like, yeah, I don't really just like sit there and drink and write. I, you know, we don't have any songs where, you know, we're all trashed and writing it. Usually, like, I try to hone in when I'm writing it, and then when we play live, it's like, okay, now I can
cut loose.
Yeah, enjoy.
The song's okay
a beer
enough.
Too.
Maybe now I can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
You're comfortable.
Yep, exactly.
And how big is your catalog, would you say? Because you've been in the Letdowns,
yeah.
Viva,
oh,
this, yourself. Do you have like 100 or 200 songs by now? Or what's
yeah, so, you know, the TLDR of all of it is I started playing in bands in 2010. My first band was kind of like a weird power violence band. We never did any recordings. And then the Letdowns was kind of my main thing. We did a couple EPs that are like now nowhere, basically. I was in a band called Frontier City Sounds.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, too.
Yeah. That band, you know, it's kind of – our group's kind of incestuous in that we kind of like pick and choose certain guys to go to the next project, and then it distills down to the same guys it was. And so, you know, that band was, you know, me and Timmy, who now plays in Donkey Jaw, and Josh Marche, who was in Viva Revenge and Donkey Jaw. So we did that for about a year. That kind of petered out. We don't have any recordings, actually. And then Donkey Jaw has been my longest running. That's about 5 years now.
Yeah, I love the Donkey Jaw.
Yeah. And then my solo stuff, I mean, you know, I just kind of do it in between the other kind of things. So
cool.
Periodically.
Well, let's hear some.
Yeah, sure. This is a Donkey Jaw song. This is off our last album, High Life, we actually did at Dogwater Studios.
Fuck yeah.
So it's called Screwdriver.
That's sweet.
Not as bad, right, as they say on the screen.
I'm a needle struggling to find a vein. The start of the car before the torrential rain. And you think of all you could have done. Now you wave at the priest with a corpse in the trunk. Holding my breath for the end. Just didn't think that it'd be today. Bought a screwdriver for breakfast and get me on my way. It's not as bad now, waking up by myself. And the days feel easy when there's no one to help. No conversation from a few whispered words. My weary throat coated in cliches of hurt. And you think of all you could have done. Now you wave at the priest with a corpse in the trunk. Holding my breath for the end. Just didn't think that it'd be today. Bought a screwdriver for breakfast and get me on my way. When the battery dies, we'll pour into the street. Splinters in our hands, all blight our feet. We set the sun to rise, the same one. And the message is the same, and it's always fun. The message is the same, and you've always won. The message is the same, it's them against us. But I don't believe the hate you speak of.
Ooh, I like that one. What's it called?
That was cool.
What's that one called again?
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
It's so rad to hear these, because the first song too, it's so rad to hear these fucking just like stripped down to just you and an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, it's
because I'm so used to the fucking whole band version.
Donkey Jaw is one of your favorites, right, Rick?
Fuck yeah. And every time I drive back past the empty lot where the El-Ray used to be, I think of that fucking song.
That's a song. Oh, yeah.
They have a song about how it only took a day to tell you.
It's depressing to drive around that part of town without those motels that we grew up around.
Yeah, And we're archiving what's happening in Reno. So just so you guys know, right now in Reno, they've tore down all the shit motels where the crackheads and the bedbugs hung out, which you would think is a good idea, but at the same time, now there's no place for those people to sleep. And all the rents went up.
And the neighborhood
double.
Feels naked.
And it's just empty lots and that empty nobody's lots. Doing anything on yet.
Empty dirt lots.
Well, and there's potential to do something there, but it's not going to be the same old crackhead motels.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I used to drive past that. There'd always be like shirtless dudes on meth standing out front, with bed bugs.
And you go trolling.
Oh, a lot of arguments going on the sidewalks.
Right. Yeah. What do you mean? Fuck you. $5. I'll kill you. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
But not anymore. No.
Well, so polishing it up.
You used to hang out with some real winners, didn't you?
I just drove past and imagined what their lives were like.
Okay.
When I was in high school, we used to go to that neighborhood, the Al Collins liquor store there at 4th and Valley, I guess. Not Valley,
Ralston,
yes. Mm-hmm. And we'd find crackheads to buy us beer.
Oh, there you go.
Cool, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
The time we drank all my dad's beer, Miller Genuine Draft, I think it was. We drank like the whole 12-pack, and my parents were out of town. I thought, well, we'll just go get a crackhead to buy a new 12-pack for him. And he bought cans instead of bottles, and so I just put those in, and my dad was like, what the fuck?
He said, I appreciate the thought, but what about this?
You did kind of messed up here, bro.
I didn't buy that beer for you, Chewbacca. Your dad calls you Chewbacca, right?
No. Yeah,
these smell like a crackhead's hands.
Well, I guess thanks for replacing them, but you guys shouldn't be drinking when you're 16.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
I want to know who is the parent out there that goes out of town and your kid's 16 and you think, oh, they're not going to do nothing.
Dude, 1990, that's what it was all about.
Yeah.
Hey, we got fucked up.
Were your parents that naive, though, is what we're asking?
No,
like, come on,
I think
they knew you were going to drink that beer.
They did, yeah. they
must
have.
Probably bought that beer for you, and then he made you feel bad.
No, they were bummed out that we were doing it, but they still had their own lives to live, and
yeah,
couldn't really keep track of everything you're doing like you can now.
Yeah.
You lock the beer up.
That's it. Yep. I got your phone on remote here, kid. I know exactly
where you
are.
There's like a camera in every room.
Yep. Yeah. Oh.
Plus, if you go to any bar in Reno, all my friends will tell me you were there.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Except that one friend, and you're like, oh, that stay away from that motherfucker.
Yeah.
In 10 years, you have this to worry about, just FYI.
Oh, I know, but I'm going to know what's going on a lot better. My parents probably knew, but what are they going to do?
Me.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, do you have any fun underage drinking stories, Zach?
Yeah. You're the youngest in the room.
Oh, yeah. I got arrested for being drunk in public when I was 14.
No, you didn't.
Ooh. I did.
Tell us how this happened.
Well, he drank alcohol.
It was actually the first time I drank, too.
Really?
Ooh. Dude, first time I drank was 14, Damn. Too. I also ended up having gay sex that night. You?
I didn't do that. But, okay. Yeah. I was. My buddy brought over like a Crystal Geyser bottle of like peppermint schnapps.
Ew.
Oh, God.
That's awful.
I know.
Why is it always peppermint schnapps? It's always schnapps.
Because your parents aren't going to notice that missing.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's true.
The first and last time I ever drank that. I drank that. And we went to go meet our buddy who was on our. We weren't even in high school yet. It was the year before going into high school. And he was playing on the football team, getting ready for freshman year. And so he was in the practice all day. This was summer. We go to his place, we start drinking some more, and we're like, oh, guys, let's walk down to Porter Subs, like, get a sandwich, you know? And, sounds like a great idea. We're all trash and 14 years old. So we start rolling down the street, and he, I don't feel so good. I'm going to sit down. Starts, puking in the street, right? Cars pass, hey, is that kid all right? We're like, oh, yeah, he's good. He's tired.
He's just tired. He's a little sleepy.
Here comes the ambulance. Here comes a fire truck. Comes a cop car.
Oh, shit. Oh.
And, yeah.
Really?
Did you just run? You didn't run.
No, just because he was one of our best buddies. It was me and these two kids. We were best friends. So it's like, that's the end of the friendship if you just bail on this guy.
Yeah,
you
bail.
He had to get his stomach pumped. So that
my God.
Yeah.
What the fuck? From peppermint schnapps?
We were at his place drinking something else. I can't remember. This was the football player kid.
Oh, okay.
That was puking. Mm. But and that was
probably doing heroin.
Oh,
I don't think it was doing
What school
heroin.
Was it?
Spanish Springs.
Oh, yeah. It might have been on heroin, yeah.
It's a big problem out there in Spanish Springs.
Spanish Springs is a nice school.
And that's the story.
What did the cops do to you guys?
I got 16 hours community service. And
did you get arrested on the spot, or did they take you to your parents?
Well, so basically they took the kid to the hospital, got his stomach pumped, and my buddy, they called his dad. He went home. I was so drunk, I didn't remember my mom worked, and so they couldn't get a hold of her, so they just took me to PAR.
Dude, you went to PAR at 14?
I did, yeah.
That's so punk.
It wouldn't take you to was it still called Wittenberg? It's not called.
It was the Jan Evans Center across the street.
Did you tell them
now.
You were 18 and that's why?
No, I did not. I was still tall. I was probably, But brought me in there. My mom picked me up,
Your mom had to pick you up at the bar when you were 14. Your poor mother.
I know, but I was a good kid. I promise. That was it. Then I locked myself in my room and played guitar for the next 4 years. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, your friend almost died.
It shows.
So.
I know. Yeah.
Listen, kids, if you're going to drink, have some food before you drink.
Have some food.
Remember to drink water in between the shots.
Yeah, right. Just know that alcohol is in every store, but unlike weed, you can actually take enough to kill yourself.
Yes.
It is possible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
And if you are going to puke, don't do it in the middle of the street.
Don't do it in the street, man.
Find a bush.
It's a bummer.
Well, unless you're going to OD.
Go hide behind
a
building.
Someone finds you.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine if that had happened in an alley. Then he may not have made it.
It was in the
military. That's true.
It worked out pretty good.
Yeah. God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. So does alcohol.
That's why Jesus gives you wine at church.
Oh, my God. I think I'm ready for another song from Zach.
Hell yeah. Let's get a lot of music in this episode.
How many do you have for us today?
He's also taken the quiz 100 times, so
we
don't
that.
Have to do
let's,
that.
Let's do music instead
of
that.
Yeah, I'll do whatever you guys want. Yeah. So this is a song from Frontier City Sounds, actually. It's called Letterboxer.
Well, if I had
get to bed, you know that I'd bet every cent. And if I had to give, you can take all of it. And when I fell and skinned my heart, you pulled me up out of the dark. Who would have thought in life sometimes you get what you give? Your face I see. Your love I see. And there's far too much to do. So don't start till I meet you. Should you come around, we'll let all down now. Friends have come, and friends have gone, but I never stayed in one place for long. You don't know me, no, you don't own me. Your face I see. Your love I see. And there's far too much to do. So don't start till I meet you. Should you come around, we'll let all down now. And there's far too much to do. So don't start till I meet you. Should you come around, we'll let all down now. We'll let all down now.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Good song.
Kim, did you like that one?
She nodded her head yes. Oh.
Yes, she's nodding yes. You'd have to turn that up in the post mix. That was funny.
It was terrible. I don't know. I wasn't in the room. Hi, I'm back.
Sometimes we have to go take potty breaks and stuff.
Yeah.
We try to do it secretly so no one knows.
Yeah. I had to cough really bad, and I was like, very play important. A song. I don't want to cough on microphone. Yeah, that would have been awful.
And we couldn't yell dimples to the room with a towel for Cadillac Kim to cough into mm-hmm. or anything like that because he's in the middle of a song.
Yeah. It's only his second show. He doesn't even know where the towels are.
That would be rude.
How's Dimples doing, Rick?
Yeah, how is Dimples?
What do you think?
Yeah. He showed up for a second week
in
a row.
Whether or not I think he sucks.
Job performance evaluation. Yeah.
Oh, today we did all the stuff for the second time.
Okay.
And he remembered like 60% of it, which is really good.
Yeah, awesome.
That's pretty good.
Many, many people, when I work with an intern, it's like fucking, and this and this and this and this and this. I just say like 600 things. I just like throw information at their face like for hours. And then, and then the second day we went over all of it again and I'd be like, okay, so where's this? And he'd be like, is it here? And I'm all, yeah, you remember. You're so good.
Nice.
And then he gets a little treat.
A treat.
Yeah, exactly.
What does he get as a treat? Works. Do I want to
know? No, no, they're like,
does his mom want to know?
Sometimes it's peanuts.
No.
Sometimes it's M&Ms. Whatever's in my pocket, you know.
Yikes.
Oh, all right. So. Whatever's in your pocket, that's...
So I'll have peanuts.
Does he retrieve it from your pocket?
No. He looks like the little deer statue. We don't think about him.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking.
Uncle Ricky.
Oh, wait.
Inappropriate.
Dirty Uncle Rick.
And can I take the show someplace like weird that nobody even cares about?
Yeah, why
Dimples,
not?
Please
take this tiny object into Chewy so that he can see it.
Wait, what?
Dimples is bringing something in.
Oh, God.
This week,
I hope it's a crack
pipe. This week,
pipe.
Two dear friends of mine gave me this tiny object, and I wanted to show it to Chewy to see if he knew what it was.
Okay.
All right. Okay, this is very exciting,
Dimples
guys.
Is bringing
okay, Dimples
thing.
Handed
it's not
it to
exciting.
Him.
This is so inside.
Chewy's examining it.
He's confused.
It's exciting.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks kind of like a marble. Oh, man. Is it a testicle?
Chewy
no.
It's a goat ball.
Gingerly no. caressing it between his index finger and thumb. Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of rock.
Oh, it's a moss agate.
Fuck yeah! Right. Chewy, you're the best!
Fucking A.
Oh, I thought this was going to be something dirty or weird.
My two, this is so inside, like, so,
okay, what the
so few
you
people in the world
about?
Would ever even know. My two dear friends, Emily and Keith, fucking were reading The City of Trembling Leaves by Walter Van Tilburg Clark, and the moss agate is a really fucking important part of that book.
It's a beautiful little rock here.
They fucking went out of their way and found me a moss agate and gave it to me as a gift.
It's beautiful, yeah. I can see the islands in it and everything.
Yes! Oh, you get it! So anybody who's read The City of Trembling Leaves understands how important this is, and the rest of us don't.
Matter of embarrassment to Mr. Hazard.
Oh, and
shamed
but
him
don't
for many
say
years.
That. You're going to wreck the book for people.
Yeah, spoiler alert for all you people who aren't going to read it.
Okay, yeah.
But City of Trembling Leaves by Walter Van Tilburg Clark, most romantic telling of what it is to live in Reno in the 20s and 30s ever.
Dude, I should use that in the opening. Podcasting live from the City of Trembling Leaves.
Oh, hell
shit.
Yeah. So
next
there you go.
Time.
There ain't no leaves going on right now.
So, dude,
that's true. We got to do it when it's fall.
Dude, yeah, I got that book. We tried to get everybody to read it. We tried to get Rory read it, but he didn't really like it. I tried to get Jessica to read it. I tried to get Felix to read it. I've given copies to everybody. Nobody's read it.
It's
do
my
you
favorite
have it?
Book.
I'll read it.
Fuck yeah.
I've got
do.
A few copies
I'm
going to
borrow it.
Yeah, so you can. And me and Keith and Emily are reading it, and we're highlighting it, and we always end up highlighting the same spots because it's so fucking poetic and amazing and beautiful.
Yeah, it's
and
gorgeous.
They are so fucking thoughtful. They got that for me, so.
Aww. I love it.
They are the best.
That's pretty very neat. Nice.
Okay. Now Dibbles, go get my rock again, so Chewy doesn't lose it
or steal it.
Very special rock.
Smoke it.
So
that's it.
Yeah. So Zach, why haven't you played out?
Yeah, why don't
solo.
You do a solo?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Not even a coffee shop? What's going on?
When you guys did the record, you all played it live. It's not like you don't have a band that plays this live.
Yeah, I'd rather have like more people. So basically the last album we did was just the Donkey Jaw guys, Cody and Timmy helped me out on it. And I wanted to have just a more full thing, a second guitarist and all that. And then, you know, other bands kind of take precedent. But we actually did the Sunday services.
With
Rory. I did the first one, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Cody and I did it. So we did, like, a lot of this kind of stuff. And then I do stuff every once in a while, like, you know, this or, you know, open mics once a blue moon. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how you would have had time to actually do anything since you've been out of the country for, like, a month or two.
Ooh,
out
of the country.
Where have you been?
Out and about.
Philippines.
Not the Philippines, actually.
Oh.
No,
Thailand.
Not quite. The other
Vietnam.
Way.
Do we just keep to get Northern Egypt,
Argentina,
Iceland?
We can go
okay,
all
guys.
Day. But yeah, France. So I was close.
This isn't bingo.
I was in Hawaii for a week with my girlfriend. We had a great time in Honolulu.
That's not even outside of America.
Well I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that.
Oh.
And then I came home and just sat on my bed for like 6 days to recoup. And then I went to Europe for 2 weeks. I spent
without your girlfriend.
Without my girlfriend.
Dude, so you took her to Hawaii just so that you could get away by yourself?
No.
Is that what you did?
that is not what happened. No, so I met a friend over in Europe. He's a big traveler dude, so.
Is he European?
He looks European. He looks German to me. But,
all white people are European.
But I was in London for 4.5 days by myself.
I guess Northern Egypt, because that is really Northern Egypt.
It was expensive. I was telling Rick before the show,
London
I was staying
is a
in like a little pod
city.
Hostel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like in a little tube.
What?
Yeah.
Pod hostel.
For what, $100 a night probably?
$42 a night.
That's not
Jesus.
Too bad.
I was living in a tube. It's like a twin bed, so my feet are like a foot out of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Huh?
And then I went down to Rome, met up with my buddy, and then we just kind of went up through Italy, Rome, Florence, and then Venice. Then came back home, so.
Nick, we looked up pictures of the tube hostel place, and it's just like, it's like, and you know, in old movies when they have the beds with like on the train where it's like two layers, like upper and lower decks, and then just a curtain that closes and that's it. And everybody's in
is
the
that
same
what
room.
It, is like?
It was like that. And fucking, and Zach said that some dude fell out of his like,
I was,
in the middle of the night.
Yeah. So I'm in my little hostel, you know, eating my banana chips, minding my business. And this dude's like climbing up the ladder to his little tube above me and then just like eat shit, you know? And somebody was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And you know, I heard the altercation. I'm behind my curtain. I'm like, I'm not going out there.
And, it's probably a trick so those foreigners can
It's probably
you.
A trick. Yeah, it's like
that curtain's gonna help you out a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Europeans.
I assume the guy was just trash. It was like 3 a.m, you know. And I wake up the next day and there's like blood smeared all over the floor.
Whoa.
Damn. Yeah. Broke his nose.
So the dude like must have fell on his face. Like,
yeah. Hey, damn, Norwegian.
Norwegian. Yeah,
I might have been Norwegian.
Okay.
Damn, Norwegian. That's all you got to say.
And I didn't ask any questions and I just did my thing.
That's what you do. Keep your head down, look the other way.
Yeah, like, you know. Don't mind me.
Did you play any music while you're over in Europe?
No, I didn't. I would have liked to.
Dude, you're so good. I would just bring my guitar everywhere I went if I was fucking as good as you.
I don't know. I want to, like, that would be cool. I want to get, like, one of the tiny guitars. Like, I like tiny things. Like, my car is, like, a smart car.
Like a cigar box.
Really?
Yeah.
Smart car?
Well, it's like
you're
a.
You're tall, though.
I know. That's what's funnier. People laugh at the car, and then I get out and they laugh more. But yeah, I like tiny things. I don't know why. But
that's funny.
Yeah.
No wonder you're cool with sleeping in a pod.
Oh, yeah. I loved it, man. I loved it.
Well, that's a good deal if you can find any place in London for $42 a night.
Because nothing else was that cheap, I'll tell you.
No, I went there in 1997. I spent $100 at a house, like for a room in somebody's house, like 50 miles out of town.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's so high.
Even Italy, literally just ate salami sandwiches and drank boxed wine.
Yeah.
Really?
Every day. That's all I did.
That's like my regular every day.
Yeah.
Like,
that sounds great. Yeah.
That sounds fine.
Well, it's like, you know, you're trying to like show off on Instagram, like, hey, here I am. But it's like, you don't know that I've been eating like the same sandwich, like a hot sandwich in my backpack for like a week and a half now.
Like, honestly, that would be a really hilarious like Instagram account. People like real people's travel photos.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Not Instagram fancy photos, but like just like artfully done pictures of salami sandwiches and box wine.
Oh, I actually have one. Great. I have one. I will send it to you.
Do it.
Me in Venice, I'm like looking at the canal and it's like my like shitty box wine and sandwich. So. And then I got kicked out of the restaurant. Apparently it was like this waterfront restaurant. They kicked me out like right after I took the picture.
Why? Yeah.
But anyway.
You
can't eat that salami sandwich here, bro.
Yeah, like you can't eat that here, you peasant.
Yeah. Like, stupid American.
Stupid American. I was telling Rick too, it's like, you know, I walk anywhere and like everyone there speaks English. And the second they see like my red beard, they just speak English. They don't even try to like.
Really?
They just know. The demeanor just shifts. Like,
dumbass. It's all American. Anyway, what do you guys have going on this week?
Weekend. Oh, as far as the weekend goes,
yeah, fun stuff.
I'm finally just limited to band rehearsals. I get to finally get back with Roxy Colley.
Good.
I know Wenton Dooley's got a gig coming up in the middle of, I think, next Wednesday or the Wednesday after, I'm not sure, but we play
Where?
At Shays with awesome bands, the Juveniles, the Saturday Nights.
You're on that too?
And the from Denmark band, what are they called? Fucking.
It's on Wednesday, you said?
It's on a Wednesday, yeah. This is crazy next band from Denmark. Who's supposed to be rocking. So we
just go to Shays every Wednesday until you see that.
Exactly. Once you've gone and you see either the Juveniles, Saturday Nights, or Wenton Dooley, you know you've made the show that I'm talking about right now.
I'm like trying to find it.
So.
Oh, Power Solo from
Power
Denmark.
Solo.
Yes,
that's
sorry.
It. Power
it's on,
Solo.
It's on February 27th. Everybody.
Oh, okay. So that's not this coming Wednesday. It's,
no, it's 2 weeks from now. Two weeks from Wednesday.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. So we're training for that.
It's going to be a rad
training.
Time.
That's great.
Yeah. We're hoping to debut some new songs at that show. Other than that, I think I'm going to hang out with my wife and maybe go to the movies or
that
something.
Yeah, you've had a lot going on lately.
Yeah.
Haven't been able
to
do that.
Yeah, why don't you take it easy for a while?
Yeah.
And maybe play some video golf.
Good idea.
Golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with taking it easy for a while, but I probably won't.
No, you got to get back out on the street.
Friday, this coming Friday, Bloody Valentine's party at Shays with Pink Awful at Both Ends and 4th Street Rippers.
Oh, yeah.
And Prince Robot.
Oh, and Prince Robin. Oh, yeah. It's their
It's their fucking last show for a little while.
It's
they're
their
taking
last
a hiatus.
Show, yes, that's right.
That's one of the best bands of Reno. I love those guys.
I know.
I wore their
Alex,
shirt to Punk Rock Flea Market.
The cool thing, though, is that Alex, I mean, they're taking time off to do what they got to do, but Alex is in Heterophobia now.
No, they're a good band.
So,
yeah.
And they, oh my God, when they played The Flea, they were so fucking good. Did you get to see them play?
They're next door, actually, to Donkey Jaw's practice space.
Are they? Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we hear them all day.
Alex is an amazing guitar player.
Those guys are awesome.
It's
I love
ridiculous.
Those guys.
Yeah, they were great.
But that show, it's $6 if you're bloody.
$6 if you're bloody.
$8
won't be bloody.
If you're not bloody.
I will not
so,
be bloody.
So okay. If you get covered in blood, you get in for cheaper.
Bloody Valentine, yeah. I get it.
Or save $2.
Worth $2.
But then you got to do your laundry.
There's also the Galentine show, right? With Scafidi.
Oh, yeah.
That's another. That's a great
that's
show.
The previous day on actual Valentine's
yes.
Day.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Jen Scafidi and Gina Rose.
Yeah, yes, Raksha Paksha.
And Raksha Paksha. Yeah. And which, because I have no boyfriend and nobody wants to record on Valentine's Day, I will probably be there.
I will probably be there too.
Yeah. I'm going to the Horton Heat and
oh yeah, that's
sure
happening.
That's the same
Reverend
night.
Horton Heat's
yeah,
playing.
Reverend Horton Heat's playing at the Cargo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
With Voodoo Glow Skulls,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And and a few Big Sandy and
nice.
And somebody else.
That's a good Valentine's.
That's a good one.
It's a good ass show. Take yeah. my wife to
I'm taking my wife too. Good luck, Macbeth, to see Shakespeare in
oh,
love.
Oh, good for you.
Oh,
yeah.
And we got the champagne seats because it's fucking Valentine's
nice.
Day.
So how much longer is that extra. Playing?
It's playing until at least, it all
away.
Through February, maybe a little bit of March, I think.
Shit, I completely forgot that I had to go do that. I got to go do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it if I don't fucking hurry up. Okay.
Yeah, Good Luck Macbeth is always good. Yeah. I haven't had a bad show there.
There's a couple of other things, too. Slow Wow, our friends in Slow Wow are playing at Holland Project on Friday with Basha. Basha, I finally was able to get them on the show. They're opening our Women's March month of shows on March 4th here at the studio. And then you mentioned Raksha Paksha. They're also going to be on the show two weeks after that. It's them. It's Basha, Jin Scafidi, Raksha Paksha. And then I'm doing a kind of like a roundtable songwriters thing with female singer-songwriters from Reno. So we've got, not Caitlin Gemma. What's her name? Crystal Ma. I got to look up her name. Can't remember it ever.
Crystal but Gemma?
Not. Oh no, Caitlin Gemma is who I was
Caitlin
thinking.
Gemma.
Who I was thinking of, but no, it's
Crystal McMullen.
Crystal McMullen, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. Crystal McMullen
oh, cool.
is on the 25th
right on.
With Crystal McMullen and friends. So lots of other really cool singer songwriter.
Right. Remind me to talk to you about my friend Heather from Bruca because she wanted. To maybe she's a big fan of our show.
Oh,
she
nice.
Listens. Hi, Heather.
Awesome. Hi.
I'm trying to
hey, Heather.
Trying to hook up the thing we talked about. For I told her we were having Women's March, and she's all, "Oh, I would really like to come on
we'll
and talk about some because she's involved with all the women in the legislature.
Oh, nice.
And
I would
how
love
Nevada
to have
has
that.
The most women in their legislature
because we rock.
Hell
yeah,
because yeah.
we're a very progressive state.
Nevada's the best.
Yeah. And anyway, so maybe
cool.
we can hook that up.
Awesome. Yeah. That's what I got this week.
Rick, what are you doing?
Oh, wait. First, I got to get a...
Reno's full of women who have their pride, sweetheart.
There you go.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking A.
Oh, I want to talk about the things you guys already talked about. The Pink Awful Show and Prince Robot. And then I was going to go to the Jen Scafidi and Raksha Paksha.
All right.
Oh. And Gina Rose Show.
We're all going to see a lot of
so
them.
So you guys already like whipped it out from underneath me. I had it written down.
How's Nevada doing in basketball?
They're kicking ass. They're number 6 in the country. I think they're 23-1 now. And their one loss was like a freaky loss. Like they lost, got their ass kicked by New Mexico.
Huh?
But then they just beat New Mexico the other night by 29 points.
Oh.
Playing good. Heading into the postseason pretty soon. They got another tough game against Utah State. And Logan in 2 weeks, I think. That'll be the toughest test I think they got.
Nice.
So you guys should pay attention to that. It's hard to get a ticket. Every game is sold out the rest of the year here in Reno.
Yeah.
But, you know, try to find one. And if they're all on TV, watch them. You know, support this amazing local team that we have right now.
Yeah, nice. Go Pack.
It's a special season.
There's some stars probably going to pop out of this season. You'll
yeah.
see.
Well, yeah, this is like something that it's unique and very special to be happening here. So. Might see some naked college chicks.
Zach, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, so tomorrow night, I don't know if this is probably not going to be out by then, but Viva Revenge is playing Shays with the Toasters tomorrow night.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, you
ooh,
missed it.
You
show.
Missed it already.
Oh, man.
And then we got Donkey Jaw's next show. We're playing the Skate Jam, actually. A
oh,
week
yeah.
from
oh,
Skate
yeah.
Jam!
Let's talk
Skate
about
Jam
that.
6.
Fuck!
Awesome.
NBC,
yes.
right?
It's always a great time.
NBC's headline.
Millions of Dead Cups
yes.
or Dead Children?
Whatever you want to make it, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
It's the Jubs, right?
Yeah.
It's at the Jubs. It's in the showroom. They
Jubs,
do the skate
big room.
Ramp in the big room.
Yeah.
It's so fucking rad.
Yeah, a lot of great locals. We got some nationals, regional people. Like, it's going to be really cool.
It's on the 23rd, you said?
23rd, yeah, the Saturday. 20,
oh, there it is, Skate Jam 6. I'm looking at it right now. Mm. Awesome.
Dude,
so.
There's always hella cute dudes at the Skate Jam.
Skate Jam's fucking awesome.
Where were you when
Skate Jam?
When Skate Jam, yeah.
I'm just looking at millions of dead cops are playing. Verbal abuse.
Yeah, Boss Daughter.
She and Dead, United Grime Defiance. Dog.
Grime Dog was good this weekend, too. I like them.
They're so fucking rad.
Yeah, they were
God,
really
I love
good.
Them.
They were good. Oh, Machine Gun Vendetta is playing.
Fuck yeah.
Are they playing other... I have not seen them play anything
in a
long time.
Yeah, it's been a while
time.
For them.
I think
been...
they kind of took a little break, but
yeah,
I've been seeing around
great.
A little
bit. That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll be there for that for sure. It's going to be awesome.
Fucking A.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. But that's gig-wise, that's kind of what's coming up. Other than that, I'm just... I don't know.
Just doing
sit around my house.
Wait, you have working. A girlfriend. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
We don't know yet. She ditched work to go skiing today.
Are you supposed to say that publicly?
Can we edit that out? Is she going to get in trouble?
They don't know who his girlfriend is.
They don't know.
Good point.
That's fair.
Good point.
A lot of people miss work today.
But yeah,
she's going to be like, wow, my boyfriend was on this podcast. And then her boss is going to be like, maybe I'll listen. Yeah, no.
And then I got fired. Yeah.
Hopefully nobody's girlfriend ever tells their boss to listen to the show.
Yeah.
No way.
Do that.
Ever. So are you guys doing anything fun? Is it a secret? Does she know?
She doesn't know
what you're doing.
Probably because
do you
I
know?
Also don't
you don't
know.
Know either.
Well, this actually will come out on Valentine's Day this week.
You should, yeah.
This is our Valentine's Day show.
It is.
Oh, man.
Happy Valentine's, everybody.
Happy
we just
Valentine's
realized
Day.
This.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Dimples, do you have a girlfriend?
There's no way to ruin it.
No?
Yeah.
So, Dimples, you're stuck by yourself not doing anything on Valentine's Day also?
Oh, I'm going to hang out with his mom on Valentine's Day, actually.
What's his dad going to do?
Hey, now.
His mom and I are good friends, and every year we do – well, historically every year, but we skipped it for the last 2 years, but we're revamping the annual – it's the St. Valentine's Day Whitney Houston sing-along massacre or something that. So we all get together, like, with our significant others, all of our single friends, whatever. Like, we all just get together and go to a bar and do karaoke.
And then get in a bathtub and do a bunch of coke until you all die.
You know, that comes later in the night. That does come later in the night. We can do that at the bar. But, to commemorate the fact that Whitney Houston died on Valentine's Day.
Was it Valentine's Day?
It was on or right around Valentine's Day. And, like, yeah. So we sing Whitney Houston songs and just, you know.
Man.
Crack
sounds,
is whack.
That sounds fun.
Crack is whack, you guys.
It is
how do you
whack.
Don't kill do yourself. Crack? Oh, I know, right?
Worst I want to know.
Tear your life up. Jesus
if you
God.
Really love me.
But yeah, so that's what I'll be doing on Valentine's Day. I'll
that
be hanging out
awesome.
With Dimple's mom.
That sounds like a great time. That's a good tradition.
So maybe Dimples will be hanging out with his dad because his dad's not going to go to that, right? Why would your dad
Dimples
go to that?
Dimples is an adult. He hangs out by himself.
Oh, I get it. Well, but nobody wants to do anything on Valentine's Day because they're all hanging out with their significant others.
Yeah. I don't have a significant other.
Yeah,
I'm going to hang out with my friends and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's a good
you got
idea.
Lots of friends. I'm sure like the picnic's probably doing a big thing.
Oh, no. This will be actually at, Alturas? The Alturas Bar? I think they have the karaoke in the cellar now.
Oh,
they're
cool.
calling it the cellar is what they're calling this new venue that they have now. It was Alturas on the download now.
Been hearing
cellar.
Good stuff about that place.
We'll see.
Really?
We'll see how it goes.
I heard they
awesome
locked
old
the
bar.
Doors like at Carl's.
they have lock-ins.
Put the cover on the pool table and if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it's that kind of place.
Okay.
I mean,
that's too bad.
Maybe I'll just go to Carl's. I know where Nick or I know where fucking.
That's where I should go on Valentine's
Rick
Day.
Rick is gonna be.
Yeah,
I know. Carl's.
I'm gonna hit up
Valentine's Day
Jen and Gina and the. I'm gonna hit up that
Gallant,
show and then I'm
gonna
leave
with
there.
The gals at the
go
Galentine's.
Straight to Carl's and see what's up.
Off to Carl's.
If you can get in, the doors might already be locked.
I missed the lockdown.
You gotta do the secret knock.
Right.
What is the secret knock?
You knock. You have to knock with your meat cudgel. If you know what I'm saying.
Shaving, a haircut,
meat cudgel?
Penis.
What is going on?
So yeah,
men are weird.
So anyway, you guys.
All right, it sounds like a fun Valentine's Day
another
weekend.
Another awesome weekend in Reno.
Fuck
yeah. I'm sure Rory's gonna love on his beautiful wife and his children.
Yep.
And would probably tell us to go to Dead Ringer.
Yes, for the Galentine's show.
Probably tell us to listen to or look at and listen to This Is Reno, one of our sponsors.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually,
got to hear I've heard more of the awesome Serial Pod. What is it? Serial Podcast?
It's called Solutions.
Solutions. I'm such an ass.
Are you up to episode 4?
I'm on episode 3. So the first episode tells you about like the history of one of the kids that got put away for life
in
Reno in the 70s.
Or
and then the second episode tells you about the life of the cop.
That's an interesting story.
So you get it from both sides. Like the first episode.
Yeah,
episode, you feel really bad for the poor kid. The second episode, you feel really bad for the cop. And then the third episode is bringing it together about, and he's got some
all
first
the
hand.
Shit that went wrong and maybe shouldn't have happened.
And yeah. like, can you imagine
setups
being,
and,
being
yeah.
like a girl in the 70s who's yeah. just dating some dude who's living in a motel yeah, downtown and then
street.
He ends up fucking killing a cop? They the beginning of the show, he's fucking interviewing this chick that it's a telephone interview with this girl who was dating the guy when all this happened.
Yeah.
And so it's really fascinating inside.
I'm all caught up.
It's
I can't
so
wait for
well.
Episode 5.
Oh, shit. I'm like,
give me another one, Bob. I'm so, hooked.
So yeah, so check that out. Top of the This Is Reno page.
Yeah,
also,
very amazing.
Solutions.
Also, speaking of Bob, he
oh, yeah.
I had no idea he was such a good photographer. I mean,
yeah.
I knew he ran This Is
he
Reno.
He brought a
and
special camera.
And like, yeah,
Bob does everything well.
He did an amazing job photographing the punk rock flea market. And all of those photos, he's got like more than 100 photos up on his webpage. And I've linked it on Worst Little Podcast and on the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market page. So go, if you played in a band this weekend, go see if your picture's on there, because he had some really awesome shots
yeah.
of
yeah.
bands.
See if Ansel Adams yeah. shot your pic.
Yeah, it does look like that, doesn't it?
It reminds me of Peterson up in Seattle, the guy who took all them grunge photos
mm-hmm.
back to Charles Peterson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great, great rock photographer. I'm like, damn, Bob.
Yeah,
he's you have, you could pick your
yeah. and his
choice
buddy,
of things you want to do.
Yeah, and his buddy Ty, who works with him, also did a great job. So on the website, all the black and white photos are Bob's and all the color photos are Ty's.
Oh.
And they're both very good photographers and did some cool stuff. They caught lots of photos of like the little kids on skateboards and shit, and it was adorable, and I just can't stand
and
it.
And some great stuff of the car smash, too.
On the car smash, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. The car smash was really
yeah.
successful.
Allison,
was...
like, she had a great weekend. She got to watch one of her favorite movies, got to go sledding, got to go see this great music and had an awesome weekend, but her favorite part was when she got to hit the car with the little mace.
Aww.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that was
she
really,
could hard.
Really
I mean, she's
cool.
not, she didn't swing it very hard. She just kind of just tapped on it, mm-hmm. but it stood out in her mind as her favorite part of her whole weekend.
Oh, she'll remember that forever. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good
cool.
release.
Yeah. You're such a good dad, Chewie.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's easy to be a good dad to such a good kid.
Aww.
Aww. Daddy. Allie, I love you.
All right.
Yay, this has been amazing.
Yeah, on that note, should we get another song?
Let's do it. We've got two more, right, Zach?
We can do two more.
Let's do two back to back.
Yeah, let's do a double shot and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Do you want to die?
She's so punk.
Yeah.
Punk. All right, this song's called Blow Over.
Yes.
I left my keys on the apartment floor, but I'm away at SFO. Toothpaste in my charger, guess things got out of hand. Am I lazy? Absolutely, but I'm sick of the excuses. So pass it over here, let me tell you why I can today. Fly into a city for concrete therapy, and I'll fall in love with bartenders who won't remember me. Cause I'm not dead if I'm ridiculous. Forget what you said. There's no one built to fix everything, but this sort of did. When everything's mundane, habits start to bring me pain. And damn, it feels good just to look out your window again. As I fly into a city for concrete therapy, and I'll fall in love with bartenders who won't remember me. So let it off the leash for a little while. You'll never find relief in a single file. This year's a bad hangover, so let all that shit blow over. So let it off the leash for a little while. You'll never find relief in a single file. This year's a bad hangover, so let all that shit blow over. Let all that shit blow over. There's something in the skyline that makes everything alright. When all of me feels like quitting, bright lights, dark alleys are more than just pretty. So let it off the leash for a little while. You'll never find relief in a single file. This year's a bad hangover, so let all that shit blow over. Never find relief in a single file. You'll never find relief in a single file. This year's a bad hangover, so let all that shit blow over. Let all that shit blow over.
Dude, where can we get it? Should we tell people like where to find all your shit?
Oh yeah, that's important. Yeah,
you've got like a ton of. Is it all in different places or is it all someplace?
Yeah, so I only got semi legit recently. So Donkey Jaw's new album High Life that came out last year, that's on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. And same with my solo album Disaster, which that song was on. That's on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff.
Those are both fucking great albums that you can just listen to from beginning to end.
And. Yeah, anything else, basically, it's a lot of SoundCloud, you know, kind of the free
And so
stuff.
On SoundCloud,
Bandcamp is kind of like more
Bandcamp
condensed.
Has the first Zach Ryan album, right?
It has that. It has Good Luck, which is my second album, and it has Disaster as well. So if you want the one-stop shop, go on Bandcamp. But, I mean, Spotify and Apple Music seem to be like the easiest ways, generally.
And they just search Zach Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach Ryan, Donkey Jaw.
Yeah, give him mad support. And give us mad support on Patreon.
Absolutely.
Oh, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
That's right.
My sister tried to do it, and there was an issue with her card.
Oh.
Man.
I know. So we would have had a new subscriber that I could tell you about, but we can't because her card didn't work.
Okay, well, when the card works, we're going to talk about your sister on the air.
Right.
Awesome.
And she loves our show.
Not now, though.
And she was actually really starstruck because she met Chewy and Kim, and... And she knows you guys really well from the show.
Dude,
so it's like,
dude, you know what? That really happened to me people. Three times this weekend.
Wow.
Somebody came up to me and said they were a big fan. And I was like, what? Okay. This has never happened to me before in my life. And this is weird, but awesome. So thanks, guys. I'm a big fan of yours, too.
Yeah. Dude, and they know so much about you. They know
they
about the dude that you met on Craigslist that killed his grandpa.
Yeah.
Like when when somebody says that to me, I'm like, oh my God, you knew about that time I had that awful hemorrhoid and talked about it on the show. Yeah. You know about like, you know, what I'm into sexually.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You know about that guy yelling at me saying, you know what you are, Rick? You're sad. You and your little dog or whatever the fuck he says.
You're going to die alone.
Give me that drop. Give me that drop. For Valentine's Day. Give me that
Come
drop.
On, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Fucking lonely ass, sorry ass queen.
And
I'm glad that you're in my life. I hope you end up by yourself, and I hope you end up crying with your chihuahua dog, dude. I hope you have a great day, man. And I hope you fucking die by yourself. And I'm glad that you're in my life.
I love you, Dave.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
Zach,
that was a beautiful Valentine's Day.
My ex one time really drunk got mad at me and left this horrible message where he's like, I hope you fucking die, you piece of shit. And this, I hope you end up crying with your chihuahua dog. And then later he's like, oh, you're always playing those fucking shitty samples of me. Well, how about you cut this out? And I'm glad you're in my life. And he was like giving me good stuff too. So,
hope you have a great day.
I love the dichotomy of that. That's beautiful.
The good and the bad. Lonely ass, sorry ass queen. And I'm glad that you're in my life. And I hope you fucking die by yourself.
So God bless him. Anyway, there you go.
Love is complicated.
Yeah. People know a lot about our lives.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, all of that really meant to me was that at least three people listened to this podcast.
Yep.
So that was very, very nice. So thanks, guys.
Yes, and your card probably works unlike my sister's. So patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. Please give us a tiny little thing.
Maybe loan Rick's sister some money so she can.
Yes. Yeah. And get her card worked out so that she can. Yeah. Thanks. And yeah, any monthly subscription would be so awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, then.
We got our last song from Zach.
Cool.
Get out of here.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess we always say at the end of the show.
Well, but, dude, what are you going to do, Zach? Are you going to do... You said you were talking about maybe doing a song that had never been recorded.
What do you want me to do?
And then you were also... We were talking about, God, I wish you'd just go. And then, but something that's never been recorded might be really fucking great to record.
I'm nervous about that one, but I'll try it.
Do it. If you don't like it, we can do it again.
All right. Well, hopefully, if this song goes well, this is Nick Ramirez saying... Thanks for listening. We love you. Life is short. Rory Dowd, get well soon. For Cadillac Kim, for Chewbacca, for Dimples the intern, and Rick the dog water. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short. We love you. Take it away, Zach Ryan.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I can't read the words no more. I know I should get my eyes checked, but I'm afraid of what's in store. After glasses comes back pain, after pain comes ailment. And years after my funeral, you'll forget we ever met. When I'm dead and gone. And if haunting ain't your kink, babe, I guess I'll move along. Check my breath and rewatch all my favorite shows again. In heaven, hell, or in between, I'll try to make some friends. I reached out for the red wine as I woke. I stayed off all the hard stuff, but I couldn't quit the smoke. I lied about the way I am to everyone but you. And when my plans got shot to shit, you knew just what to do. After my funeral, I thought about the things I did. Was any of it worth it? Would I do it all again? I guess if there's a thing or 12 I'd erase, if I could. Just remember my dusty bones in this brown box and I'll be good.
Darling, can't we begin all over again?
Backwater Studios.
Oh, you did that deliberately, you beastly boy.
Put it in the mirror, Daddy.